SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We got a full slate of baseball tonight. Everybody's in action. Be nice if a few more runs came in, but everybody is in action here in baseball. A night off for the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals. We have some football news and notes. It's the final week of these quote-unquote mandatory mini-camps. Mandatory for some, I guess, is how it would be. And maybe even some college football for Joe. We'll try to get something going with that later on. And we have the U.S. Open this week at Pinehurst. So a very, very busy night we have ahead of us, that's for sure. Mike Carver and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only, for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Need overs. This is it.
Yeah, slow starts here. Especially, you know how much I love the Cubbies and the Rays down in the drop tonight.
I played.
And only a Christopher Morel homer, 1-0 Cubs in the bottom of the fifth. And they're one out away from heading to the sixth. In that game, you talk about the express train, Joe. I mean, God, they played five innings in an hour. Like, where
every game in Tampa.
Where do they have to be? Like, what are we doing?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, this is supposed to be a dinger Tuesday. I mean, they're supposed to get things popping tonight, and it has been slow. Only been three homers hit tonight so far.
Yeah,
that's in all games combined, Joe. In the, you know,
I have the over in the Brave game. I think they're going to crack that open, and I have the over in the Guardian game. And sure enough, I have the over in your Cubs and Rays I altered. I'm going to need a miracle here. I don't know. I guess 3-3, bottom nine. Maybe I got a shot to get over 10.5. I mean, right now I'm dead and buried. I took a flyer, another wheel play, pays 25.47. We're going over Yankees, KC 12.5, over Toronto, Milwaukee 10.5, over 10.5, Angels and Diamondbacks. No pitching, just hitting. Softball City, get the Dudleys out. That's what I'm hoping on. I can't take
this. I mean, we're all hoping for it. The problem is that these games are just nothing going on.
I tell you, this Brave game I think is going to crack open, Carver. I think I might jump on it.
Can we get an Olsen homer? I mean,
I don't know. 5.5, they got runners on first and second. I'm going to take a shot. That's three runs. We get, you know. I mean,
you're going in for that right now. You're going in for right now live.
I'm going to go in on the Guardian game 10.5, and I'm going to go in on the Yankee game over the 9.5. I'm going to take a shot. It's basically all I got right now. You know, I think the Brave game is going to crack open.
Well, you keep saying that. I hope that you get it in soon then, because Kelnick's coming up now with two outs in first and second. So if you think it's going to crack open, I suggest you go before it starts cracking. It's probably going to start cracking even more very soon. 3-0 Orioles lead the Braves. That was on a Mateo three-run homer earlier in the game off of Fried. We'll see if the Braves can cut into that a little bit here. 3-0 Nats lead the Tigers, bottom five in Detroit. There's nothing doing for the home team so far. We mentioned already Cubs and the Rays as they now move to the sixth after the Rays go down in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Tyone's pitched great. Didn't expect that. Mets up 2-1 on the Marlins. That's in the bottom of the third. right now at Citi Field. 3-1 Phillies lead the Red Sox. That goes to the bottom of the fourth at Fenway. 3-1 Guardians lead the Reds. That's in the bottom of the third in Cincinnati. Scoreless Minnesota and Colorado. They're going to the third now. And Pirates and the Cardinals are scoreless. Bottom two. Skeens is on the mound, Joe, and he's dealing so far for the Pirates. Yankees Royals starts in a moment. Jays Brewers starts in a moment. White Sox Mariners late night. Angels Diamondbacks late night. Astros Giants late night. And Rangers Dodgers late night, Joe. A little after 10
Let's
East.
Just go up and away, I guess. Maybe one of these nights it's got
to
happen.
I think of the four late-night games, Joe, I think if there was two that we wanted to kind of target for that, I think it's Dodger Ranger and Angel Diamondback. I think those are the two late-night games with some potential gas, although there really hasn't been a lot of gas for anybody so far. It just hasn't. It's been a slow go here for us with these games. Very slow go. That's for sure. We will get to, of course, at some point, Joe, we'll start. Are we doing a family play SGP for the Mavericks and the Celtics game three? Is that something that we're doing?
Yeah, we have to get it in, no? I got this profit boost. Hang on one second.
Oh, sure you do.
I got to get this in. I don't think it matters, but, I mean, does it? Does anything matter anymore? Huh?
Probably not, Joe. I'd have to just say you probably not. I don't think any of it matters at this point.
I just took it. I put it in. I hope I'm right.
You're chasing a little bit here.
I'm chasing. I'm getting knocked around. This is it. I took. Getting knocked around. This is it. This is, you know. Your game is holding me down, but it's not the only one. So that's the.
Well, yeah, it's not the only one. Not the only one.
Could we get any? Could we get any? Huh?
I think that this Cleveland-Cincinnati game will eventually get cooking a little bit more.
All right. So you want to do? So you want to take? Did you take De La Cruz or no?
I have Steer to Homer in that game, and I have Naylor on the Cleveland side to Homer.
Okay.
Steer and Naylor.
All right. You got Ricky Wheeler?
Ricky Wheeler? No.
Russ Wheeler.
Russ. Boy, Cole Trickle.
He always goes high.
We'll do all that. We'll get some stuff with the golf. Joe told me on Coast to Coast that now he's in on Tiger after watching him talk himself up this morning at the press conference. So he's good to go there. Let me get you the updated number, Joe, for him, because I've seen it.
Because you said he has no shot.
Oh, he's got no shot of winning, like the whole thing?
Yeah.
400-1 now. 400-1.
First round leader.
First round leader. You see, they got the first round top 10s and 20s. That's where you should be looking.
I love Tiger. How you coached me through this. You coached me through it.
Where is this? Here's top five. I don't want top five. I want leader after the first round. There we go. Let's see what they have him for, Joe. Leader first round. He is still scrolling. 110-1.
Wow.
110-1. What did you think he was going to be?
80.
Yeah, no. Now, you want to play him top 20 for the first round?
Do I have a choice? Are you going to be in there with me or no?
If you did top 20 for first round, maybe I'd take a small guess with it, but I'm trying to see what the number is. Plus 490. I mean, you could put it in one of your crazy parlays. Right?
Yeah.
You could do that.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Tuesday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159 here with you on a Tuesday night. So a couple things have happened, Joe, while we were gone. First of all, the Tigers were down 3-0, and now they're suddenly up 4-3. Okay, so we had one of those Little League Grand Slams, Joe, in the Tiger game.
Again?
A second one in a week, right? We had one of these last week. So Riley Green, it says here, tripled to right. Green scored on a throwing error by the second baseman. So the bases were loaded. He tripled, and then a bad throw allowed him to go there. So how about that, Joe? I believe that is the second time in a week we've gotten an inside the park little league home run.
Yeah,
little league grand slam.
Orioles 4-0, second and third, nobody out, and the Yankees cracked through first and second, 1-0 already.
Yeah.
Could we get these Reds?
Yeah, hopefully the Reds can start scoring a little bit. The Yankees got a leadoff triple by Volpe to get things going, and now they've already
first and second in the Cubs. We got life here.
All right. Could we get Bellinger, Joe? Where's Bellinger? We need a belly bomb. That's what we really need.
Top six, two
a little
out.
Belly bomb tonight. That would be
six,
most ideal.
Outs.
Joe,
double.
I got to tell you, man, like, I know you bring this up all the time, and I'm starting to become a firm believer in it. Like, what is the deal with the home runs, man? Like, what is the deal with the scoring, the runs? Like, we are now... How many innings into the night? Like sixth inning, fourth inning. Like there's been three homers combined in all these games tonight. Where are the dingers, Joe? Like people want to see homers.
Change.
Somebody's
got to
go knock on Rob's door over there on Park Avenue and let him know. Like get the other balls in circulation, please. Like let's go here. Like this is nonsense.
They're going to do it around All-Star break after the home run contest. You'll see. We're like middle of June. This is what happens. It's been a dead under run. Dead unders. It's crazy. We got second and third. I need this over in the Brave game here. Meanwhile, these Reds, all of a sudden, they're 2-0 Yankees. 2-0.
All right.
Come on, Reds. Could the Reds give us something? Something.
I'm afraid probably not.
I got over 5.5 in the Brave game. Second and third, nobody out. Knock in a single. Single scores two. It's locked. Come on, in play. I told you that, Atlanta, over. I catch up on that seven. I told you. Look at this. Sack fly. Send him. Santander.
Send him, Santander.
What happened here? What happened? Please tell me the guy scored.
Who?
Santander. What happened?
Well, they got second and third, no out, right?
No. Now we have an out. And what happened?
2-0 Cubs. 2-0 Cubs.
All right, it's starting to open up. Come on. Single brings in two right now, Urias. Come on. Get me over that 5.5.
Joe's getting gassed up.
I'm getting gassed up. I'm starting to lose it. Let's go. They scored and they got out of the inning. What happened there with the Cubs? 2-0 and then first and third.
Yeah.
Runners on a...
Hopefully we got a belly bomb in us, Joe. We need a belly bomb.
We need 4-4, end of 9. I'll take that. Get us to 4-4.
Yeah, you would need. Tampa's gonna have to start. They've been letting you down day after day.
This Tampa team their lineup sucks.
It's not impressive.
I mean, really, the small ball.
Itzhak Paredes, Rosarena.
I don't know. They're constantly punching above their weight. This team, like you know, just for once, they're always trying to you know. Here we go. Can we just get look at this guy's got second and third. He's looking to hit a home run. How about you just slap it to right and score both runs? These guys don't know how to play ball, Carver. They don't know how to play anymore. The fundamentals are completely lost in the game.
Fundamentals are zero, Joe.
No bunting.
Absolute zero.
No advancing the runner. They play a shift. You can't hit the ball into the open spot. I mean, come on. Give me Tony Gwynn. Give me Wade
Steers Ball. Up now for Cincinnati, Joe. Can we get a dinger? No, can Steer go yard here?
It's locked in the Oriole game.
Maybe you get a three-run homer.
How about a single?
Single does you well, too. I'd prefer Steer hit a homer for Cincinnati.
Single? Well, talk about missed opportunities. Unbelievable.
Missed opportunities indeed, Joe. I'm just upset that it just seems like there isn't as much. There isn't as much offense as we've seen in the past. There just isn't. It's tough to take. It really is. Most of the time. We talked a little bit about this on Coast to Coast. So we have this Porzingis injury now for another injury. And this is a separate injury, Joe, from the one that he had, of course, earlier in the playoffs that kept him out. This is a rare injury with his left leg. And our man, Dr. Chow, says he ain't going to play.
All right.
So...
All right, so then they
coach seems to think it's going to make a big difference in the series. He thinks the series can turn around because of the matchups.
Mm. Okay, so he doesn't think it's going to matter, coach.
No, he thinks it's going to make a huge difference. He thinks it's that this is going to get Dallas back in the series.
I think it's going
to turn everything around.
Well, then we got to bet Luka and Kyrie.
Luka and Kyrie, Kyrie and Luka?
No, I'm serious. I mean, I don't see any other way they win it without both of those guys. I don't see any other way they win it.
The Mavericks to win in seven. Now, what was it earlier, Joe? Oh, yeah, plus 850. It went down a little bit. Wasn't it 14-9 earlier today?
Yeah. Yep.
It's 13-850 now. It's gone down a hair. 13-1 for six, plus 850 for seven. I mean, I'd love to see it. I just don't think that it's going to matter. I really don't. I'm on the other side of you guys. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Talk about it. Good to have you aboard. All right, Joe. So I told you I've been complaining about the amount of homers here tonight. I'll complain a little bit more because there was another homer, but it was a guy that already hit one of the three homers that was hit tonight. So Schwarber gets his second of the night for the Phillies as he has torched the Red Sox so far. 4-1 now. Top of the fifth inning in Boston for that game. So they're off to a big start.
We got some runners. Toronto.
Yeah. Now, what happened? Now, Baltimore didn't get anything there? And the
absolute crickets.
Nothing. How'd they screw that up?
Let's see. A pop out, and just a ground out or whatever. Guys looking to go for the fences instead of get the two runners in. You come up with second and third. You get a ground ball to the right side. Guess what? Somebody scores. Still counts as a ribby on your resume.
They should.
They forget that. Popping out and going for the fences. You got a big fat zero. These guys don't know how to play anymore. I got to teach them.
Bottom of the first in Milwaukee. The Brewers have two on, two out against the Jays. Kikuchi. Yankees did score two in the top of the first, but now the Royals have two on in the bottom of the first. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if they can cash in. The Pirates and the Cardinals have played 3.5 innings in about 25 minutes. So they're flying along with Skeens on the mound against Mikolas. Scoreless also in Minnesota between the Rockies and the Twins. They're four innings in, Joe, and nobody's gotten done a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I made up my mind. I'm on the over. I got one good parlay. We got bases loaded in Milwaukee. Sit dead red, kid. Sit dead red against
your boy. Yeah, Sanchez is up too. Gary.
Yeah, but guess what, Gary? A walk's as good as a hit, kid. 1-0 count. Sit dead red.
How much you need in that game?
10.5.
10.5, huh? Yeah. 10.5.
It's already down to 7.5. The Algo already believes they're going to get out.
The Algos.
The Algos. I hate the Algos. I wish I could blow the Algos up. I really do. Just with my mind. They would never be able to figure me out. I'm telling you, I would have them crisscrossed.
Did you like this comment? I'll be throwing football stuff at you all show, Joe.
Okay, got it.
Joe Burrow remained excited for the challenge of coming back from a wrist injury, obviously, that ended his season last year. He obviously, though, Joe, feels he's got a lot to overcome. He's had a lot of injuries the last few years.
Yeah.
Quote, whenever the injuries start to stack up, your football mortality kind of comes into the back of your mind. Mm. So that's definitely something I've thought about and something I've had to fight through.
Joe, here we go.
You know, I mean, I'm sure Cincinnati loves hearing that after the 5 years, $275 million they gave him last year, right?
Jeez. Yeah, I mean,
Joe.
It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign, you know?
Well, he's already dealt with, since coming into the league,
the ACL.
Torn left ACL, strained right calf, ruptured appendix, right wrist injury that ended the year last year. Joe, that is a lot of injuries. Now, to be fair, I know you like to say it. The 1 year he stayed healthy, what happened?
Go to the Super Bowl. Let me just say this. The ACL, okay. The appendix, all right. It happens to people. It's not like that's life-threatening after they take it out. You know, I mean, the calf injury, all right. You didn't rip your calf off the bone, so two of the four, you're clean. The only thing that's a little up there is the wrist and the ACL. But the ACL, you wear a brace, and the wrist, don't worry. Throw some liniment on it. You'll be fine.
Liniment. Throw some liniment on it, and he'll be fine.
Throw a little ointment on it. I mean, these guys are, you're getting paid $285 million. I'm fighting through, you know, stiff shoulders, back, everything. You give me $275, I'll run through sheetrock. Whatever you got.
Bengals 7-1 to win the AFC.
You want me to run through concrete? I'll do that too.
Joey Silk 10-1 to win the MVP.
Love it.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe. 2-0 Cubs still. In Tampa, so not a good scene there. And the Cubs just had second and third, too, and they weren't able to get anything done. 4-3 Tigers lead the Nats, 4-0 still. Orioles lead the Braves. Riley's up with two on and two out. Olson homer would be helpful in that game for me. I mean, God, anyone homering at this point other than Kyle Schwarber, who has two tonight for the Phillies. Mets lead the Marlins 2-1. They're in the top of the fifth at Citi Field. 3-1 still bottom five in Cincinnati between the Guardians and the Reds.
Yeah,
come to a crawl.
I need that game to open up.
The Rockies Twins and Pirates Cardinals are just flying along. They're all both in the bottom of the fourth, scoreless. I guess the Brewers didn't score off of that bases loaded situation because they're in the top of the second and it's still scoreless between the Blue Jays and the Brewers.
So it's a very productive night early on. We're really, you know, we're hitting singles and doubles. This is great.
Yeah, this is not ideal, Joe, to be quite honest with you. Now, you've got some bigger totals in these late night games. 8.5, 8, 8, 9. Now, that White Sox game went up to 7.5 from 7 earlier, right?
Yeah.
So, maybe some opportunity, you know. They smashed the over last night. It was 8-4.
I know, but then you go back to it and it'll be a dead under. Why did that total skip to the, why did it go lower? You know?
I mean, it also, you got to remember, you had a walk-off grand slam to get you four runs there, too, in that game. You know?
Yeah. This is a dead night, too. We got nothing going. Dead night.
That's all right, Joe. That's why we're going to get ourselves ready.
By the first and second for the Braves again. Nothing. Yeah, this is bad.
You know, I just saw Matias tweeting about that cat that cost you all that money, Duplessis. So
trying to gas me up.
I think that's what he was trying to do. He's tweeting about this guy Duplessis. Now who's fighting this week at Fight Night? What's the main event?
He said it's two garbage cans. He's going to have to go, you know, dig into the bowels of the numbers here. That's how hard these matches
are. Tatsuro Taira.
Who?
And Alex Perez. Who? I guess that's who's fighting. UFC.
Watching these hats.
I think this is one of the last couple Apex cards, too. God, this is an Apex type of card. Almeida. Miles Johns, this is a tough scene. I hope they're giving you this one for free. This better not be on ESPN Plus or something like that. They better be giving this card out on over the air. Man, that's tough. And Matias must have got shut down because usually he would have jumped in and defended. Right there. Are you going?
He was tweeting anyway. Guys. He was tweeting.
Are you getting involved at all in this College World Series with the baseball?
I don't know. Is Georgia in it? Or did they
No, lose? They lost to NC State.
But was that a playing game?
That was for the last spot in the College World Series.
I thought they were. All right.
Now, Tennessee's the favorite at plus 240. You're a Vols guy.
Yeah, they never win anything. You know that as well as anybody. Mm. All right.
Let's back someone here. Texas A&M's 320.
No,
Kentucky's 450.
State. They have good. They have lineage. 9-1.
They have lineage. Is that what you said?
Florida State, LSU in the College World Series, Texas. These are teams that have a long history of going to Omaha and playing well.
Lineage is what you're saying.
Well, let's look. Google it for me. God.
Come on.
I'll put it up. FSU Baseball National Championships. I don't think they have any, but let's see.
Virginia's 10-1, NC State's 11, and Florida's 15. So it's all ACC or SEC schools.
I love it. Well, think about it.
You would like this. If this was like the college football playoff, you'd like this.
They start faster than anybody else. Like, the weather is nicer there.
They get out to a faster start?
Yep.
You got that info for me yet?
I'm looking.
I'm going to get it faster than you.
Stop. I'm looking for the history of Florida State.
I already have it. I'm sorry, Joe. But I'm going to beat you to it here. My apologies in advance. I don't think they've ever won anything, Joe.
Yeah, but
like you said, LSU beat Florida in the final last year. I don't even see Florida State. Last time they made a final... God, Joe, I'm scrolling back here. I see 1999, they lost to Miami in the College World Series final. Yeah, you're right, Joe. There's no lineage here. Okay.
There is lineage.
There's no lineage. There's just no lineage whatsoever.
There is. Florida
in
State
fact, it seems like the SEC teams are the ones with the lineage. Seems like the SEC wins every year.
Carver, you're wrong. Florida State, hang on. I got it here. Okay?
Go ahead.
Five teams with most College World Series appearances in the history of Florida State baseball. 24 appearances in the College World Series. Don't tell me.
Okay, but Joe, like how many finals have they been in? How many times have they actually done anything in that?
Well, they're battle tested. What I'm saying is they've been there. Kentucky, all these Texas A&M, these are teams that we're talking blue bloods, Carver, blue bloods. Now, Tennessee was the favorite last year before they got shellacked.
Florida State's only been runner up three times.
All right.
70, 86, and 99. There's no lineage there.
There's lineage. The Bobby Bowden era.
No lineage.
There is lineage.
I'll take one of these SEC teams.
Nah, you know what? I'm taking Florida State. You know what? You're starting to upset me now. Because
take Florida State. Put it with the golf.
I will. I'll put it with Grillo or Tiger for first-round leader. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, you're really starting to upset me. You really are. These other gutless teams, Kentucky and Texas A&M, all these teams. Yeah, they're good this year, but they don't have any history of
playing. Florida was just in the final last year. Now, they're the long shot. You usually like taking the long shot.
I don't like the Gators, you know.
So there's only certain SEC teams we like. We don't like all of them.
I like teams that I can make money on. Florida State is the team.
All right. I'm not taking
them. I like them round one against Tennessee, plus 186. You want to jump on them Friday? Come on.
No, I'm on Florida, plus 186 against Texas A&M.
You know what? You're gutless. I'm taking Florida State. You know why? The fact that you're not on them, I have life. 9-1. 9-1.
Let's take all the dogs on Friday.
I'll do that.
All the dogs will bark.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Yeah. Here with you on a Tuesday night on the grill, on the grid. You like that, Joe?
I do.
Blue Jays now lead the Brewers 1-0.
Here we go.
Bottom two in Milwaukee.
Dead under.
Yankees still up 2-0. Bottom five in St. Louis. Skeens pitching great right now, Joe. Let me make sure he doesn't got like an over going or something.
Tampa needs to score here. We got first and second. Come on. 2-1 out. Just come on. 2-2. We got life. Jeez.
Skeens has given up a couple of hits, but the Cardinals do have first and third with nobody out now against Skeens in the bottom of the fifth.
So
we'll see if they can score.
What do you want to do? What's left in terms of these games? How many games left to start?
Five.
How many?
Five.
Five games?
Big late night slate. Chicago, Seattle, Angels, Diamondbacks, A's, Padres, Astros, Giants, Rangers, Dodgers.
All right, I thought that the game would be an under, but let's sit dead red with the Dodger game. Let's sit.
I like the over.
Me too. Let's go 11.5, and let's do.
I'm on Simeon to homer and Betts to homer.
I'm gonna take Seager, I think, and free.
Seager's out, Joe. He's on the IL.
That's not good. All right.
Sorry.
That's okay. I haven't been following. Let me see.
I know. You pop in for what you need to do.
The baseball, you know, there's only so much I can do. How about Garcia to homer?
I mean, sure, you could do that. Why not?
You don't like Freeman, huh? You know he's my guy.
I don't. You know, Freeman's been good to me, but I might put Freeman with the golf. I'll do a Freeman RBI with the golf.
Now, forget the RBIs. I'm taking over 11.5 Rangers.
And you're just looking for big swings right now.
I am.
You're just chasing big swings. That's all you're looking for right now.
I'm chopping down the mountain tonight. Ready? This is it. I'm tired. I'm tired of being, you know, if I'm going to get smacked around, might as well get smacked around big. Here's what I did. You ready? Yeah. Over 8 Astros Giants. I kept that one flat. Mm-hmm. Over the 11.5 Dodgers and Rangers. Over the 11.5 D-backs and Angels. Okay?
Sitting dead right now. Head spinning. You got a lot going on there.
Well, it's three games. I'm sitting dead red. I can't.
You love these alt overs. Well, you might as well. You know what? You should really start. You should might as well just start doing home run parlays too, since you're looking for big scores.
I'm getting bored with these games. 2-1, 3-1.
Take the favorites, nice Joe. Just a home run parlay the favorites. Here you go. Ohtani. Take all the chalk, Joe. Ohtani. Tatis. Who else could we put in there? Let me get you somebody from the... you know I love Walker. Walker has been a Dinger Tuesday legend for me. Christian Walker. You want to take Alv Yordan?
I don't know.
Look at that, Joe. Plus 93.50. Ohtani, Walker, and Yordan. You can't even put that with the golf. You got to play that straight. It really is. I'm not going to lie, Joe. I'm annoyed that there's just no homers tonight. It's super annoying.
Well,
it really is.
This is where we're at, Carver.
You're right about that, Joe. This is where we're at.
This is where we're at, gentlemen. We're in hell. We're in purgatory.
Football can't get here fast enough at this point.
This is it. The inches around.
I guess if you like betting unders in baseball, this is going to be the summer for you.
This is.
I think this is actually what might get you to the golf, Joe, is how miserable this is.
I know. I feel like I'm in a toilet bowl right now with the way things are going. Just flush it. Send me out of the misery. That's it. I mean, we can't get. I got over 5.5 this Braves Oriole game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Runners on first and second, nobody out. The last three innings, can't get not one run.
No.
Not one. Braves are down 4. You would think they were trying to generate some runs to cut it 4-2. Why would they want to do that? Because that's what baseball is. You generate runs. No moving the runner over. I am so tired of these geeks with the stats and how they think they play baseball. Playing baseball on a computer. Never picked up a ball in their life. Give me a break, man. Oh.
Wow. I agree. I mean, and look, you know I love playing the homers, but it's
like,
I mean, there's been too many nights like this. You know, I don't even mind, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. I wouldn't even get upset. If I'm playing guys and they don't homer, it's one thing. And when I'm playing guys and nobody's homering, it's just another. Like, come on. Where's the offense?
But like,
where is the offense?
Here, we got a shot with this Tampa Bay game. Bottom third, bottom seven, two outs, first and third. Like, how about you single in a run to tie the game up?
Two, one, first and third, two outs for the Rays. Let's see if they can maybe get that in and extend this game a little bit. Extend,
give us a little
extend.
Texas League or tie this up.
Skeens got out of that jam in the bottom of the fifth for the Pirates. They go to the sixth. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 150 died. Here with you on a Tuesday night. You like that, Joe? I went and voiced my displeasure. The only thing I forgot to do was tag Major League Baseball in that. That's the only thing I forgot to do there. I'm sick of it, man. Make baseball. Come on. I mean, get it cranking again here. This is pathetic. All right, Joe. Next hour, we will do the SGP for the Mavs and the Celtics. We will get into a couple of other things. I mean, I guess we can look at the... I guess if you want, we can look at the baseball schedule for Wednesday. I know it's probably going to upset you.
I don't know.
Although we do have some afternoon games for Coast to Coast.
Maybe, maybe that'll juice me up. Afternoon?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Let me see what time these games start. Let me see.
I'll give you those later.
You're going to get me gassed up.
I have another. You got the early ones are Rockies Twins are playing in the afternoon. Jays Brewers are playing in the afternoon. Astros Giants are playing in the afternoon. A's Padres. They're all playing in the afternoon, Joe. There might be one or two more. They just haven't put the numbers up yet for.
Here come the Reds.
3-2 Guardians. 3-2 Guardians.
Yeah, Reds first and second. Come on, don't let me down, Mikey. Come on, we got first and second, one out. Come on.
Just remember, Joe.
Give me some life here, man.
I don't play.
Oh, I don't believe I had first and second. I had first and second. Yankees now scoring. Here we go. The Brave game is going to leave me. We got top nine, nobody on. Down, I need two runs. Two runs. Skins.
I don't think he qualified this week. I don't think he made it. I didn't see his name on the sheet.
I mean, let's be honest. This guy's punching above his weight. The fact that he's getting as much credibility as we put him on the map. I mean,
well, you're the you've given him any credibility that he has is from you. But he kind of gets pushed out this week because the U.S. Open lets so many people get in off of these qualifying tournaments.
We got actually real golfers coming in this week.
Well, no, actually, Skins is better than I would say the 20 to 30 guys at the bottom of this list, Joe. Yeah. Like, if you look, scroll all the way to the bottom of the list. Like, there's guys that just don't, you know, they're either amateurs or they're, you know, Otto Black and Colin Prater, but Chris Nagel. Like, there's guys on this list. Skins is, you know, this year played better than them, but Skins just didn't have enough gas to get in on merit. I'm not sure if he tried to get in any of those qualifiers, but, you know.
Yeah.
Skins.
We gave
I'll tell you, they got the big rig Higgs is in the field, 750-1. Let's
big
go.
Big rig Higgs.
Yeah. Nikki Taylor, 500-1. Some of my guys with big bombs this week, too.
Yeah. Come on, I need a single.
Bo Hostler, 400-1.
Jeez. I got to go for first round leaders. I'm just going to take a shot. Sprinkle it across the.
You're chasing field. Right now.
Yeah, I got nothing right now.
You got to relax. You're
I'm throwing
you're
haymakers.
You're upset.
I'm coming up
yeah,
with
I know.
Knockout.
You're throwing haymakers. The problem is that they're ducking.
Trying to say I'm out of shape?
No, they're ducking. That's just that nothing's connecting right now.
Trying to tell me I'm not sitting on my punches? I could sit on my punches.
That's not what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying is that it's just it's not you're not connecting right now.
I'm not setting them up right.
I mean, it doesn't help probably that you're doing like, you know, three-team alt over parlays. Baseball probably isn't helping it at all.
These games are so boring, Carver. That's the only thing that brings juice. It's like watching paint dry.
We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.